We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 5 a.m. Atlanta. Time to get your day started with John and Hugh.
Hugh Douglas.
Good googly moogly.
A three-time pro bowler and John Fricke.
You got serious butthurt.
A man who's watched the Pro Bowl at least three times.
Boom shakalaka.
John, a man who covered the Atlanta Chiefs' inaugural season.
And Hugh, who just keeps it real.
I'm good. I got pants on.
Let's get your day started, Atlanta. This is John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Tuesday. I wish we could open the show by saying it's over, but it's not over yet for the Atlanta Braves. Didn't end last night. Ran into a hot pitcher, and we see if they and they're going to clinch tonight. I'm certain of that. I want to be anyway, because I don't want to think of the possibilities otherwise. Hugh Douglas, what is up?
Good morning, John Fricke. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing? I'm good. It happens. You know what's funny? Kind of figured that with it's unfortunate, but with the excitement that was at the park. The fact that everybody and their mother was there, and it was, you know, people had the lighters out and everything, flashlights, and it was exciting to go down there and play in front of three people. Kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of tough. Kind of tough. No excuses. Should have got it done last night. You know, bottom line, should have got it done last night, because you don't want to leave anything to chance. And you know, you talk about the Mets game being rained out, and they got a doubleheader today. You should have took care of biz last night.
Yeah, they didn't. They just, and again, ran into a hot pitcher, but disappointing nonetheless that they didn't do it. I know some fans are like, you know, this morning saying, we don't want to go in the back door. Look, there is no back door. There's no back door when you go from 23 wins at the end of May to 100 wins at this point of the year, when you're coming off a sweep of the New York Mets. So if you don't win tonight, but the Mets manage to split tonight and you become the East champs, that's not going in the back door. Not in my opinion.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where I can see why fans are disappointed. If that happens, I can see why they would be disappointed. Because you talk about, you know, I don't know who it was, but they used that freeze metaphor yesterday, how you get somebody a head start and you reel them in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you reel them all the way in just to stumble at the end. Yeah, that'd be a tough one. No question about that. That would be tough.
Yeah, the Mets were rained out yesterday, and we'll see what the weather is in New York today. They're hosting the Nationals in a doubleheader. The first game's at 4:10, so the Braves will have a good time, you know, pretty good idea by the time they throw first pitch. You know, that game should be near over by the time they go out there. And Jake Odorizzi is scheduled to pitch tonight.
Oh, Drizzy.
Yeah. So here's something just to keep in mind, because I mentioned it to Abe yesterday. If the Mets sweep tonight and the Braves don't win, I don't think you have any choice, but on Wednesday in the final game of the regular season to move Max Fried up. And that is not optimal. But I'm not throwing Kyle Muller out there.
That's a panic move, though. In my opinion, I don't think you should do that. That's a panic move. I think you should leave it like it is and let it play out. I don't think, because then, you know, you're second guessing yourself and everything like that. I don't think you need to do that. Me personally.
Abe says he wouldn't be moved up. It's his regular spot in the rotation. It is only if you're going to have to play the wild card round. Yes. I mean, otherwise, you know, you've got a week off, so there is no regular set in the rotation.
You should have taken care of business last night. And I think Snicker kind of alluded to that, how this was a big game that you didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
You can't – I don't think you should push the panic button. Because now you're panicking, you know, and that I don't think that's a good sign. I don't think you should show anybody signs of weakness like that.
Well, here's the problem. You know, you run the risk of ending up, you know, blowing this thing and ending up with a wild card. Now, this is a conversation for tomorrow morning, I know, but –
Yeah, I mean, but I think
then you would go into the wild card without Max Fried.
Well, I think that, you know, you look at it, how you look at it, John, is that you had all year to gain this ground. If you should have taken care of business yesterday. I mean, in my opinion, you should have taken care of business yesterday. You had that opportunity. You were right there.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, I know things happen. Sometimes the bear gets you. Sometimes you get the bear. But you should have taken care of business.
Yeah, well, and so just go out and take care of business tonight. I mean, yeah, disappointing. Even the Braves said it was disappointing. And it was kind of the way they played. I mean, again, Luzardo was just – he had great stuff last night, and then the Braves couldn't touch him. And they just – they couldn't get anything going. What, they have four hits in the game? I mean, they got – when was the last time the Braves got shut out, by the way? You know, it's been a minute. I have to go back and check on that, the last time the Braves got shut out in a game. I'll have to look up their schedule. I mean, they got beat 4-0 last night. And you could sense that by the middle of the game that they weren't going to get anything against this guy. I mean, he was just out there throwing spit and fire. So, disappointing last night. Hopefully they can get it, you know, dialed up tonight with Odorizzi on the mound. Again, the Mets play a doubleheader beginning at 4:10, weather permitting, in New York. Braves are at 6:40 against the Marlins in Miami. And hopefully, but tomorrow morning we're celebrating the Braves winning the NL East. We don't have to worry about any of this.
Hopefully that's true.
Meantime, the Falcons. Not good news on CP84, Hugh.
You should, like, dude, I'm telling you, I'm watching the game, and I swear I heard him say, I didn't think he was playing Sunday. I didn't.
Maybe he shouldn't have, by the way.
I didn't. I didn't think he was playing Sunday because I tweeted that out, and when I saw him out there, I took it down because I was like, oh, man, I messed that one up. But I swear I heard Tiki say something about he wasn't playing or he wasn't going to play. And now you hear this news. Like, I think, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the scenario was, but, you know, not practicing all week and then going out there and playing like that and everything. You know, he probably put himself in a little bit of a bad spot. You know, now he's going to be out for it. You know, but the good thing about it, he can come back. And, you know, I guess another good thing about it, you saw the young backs step up, Huntley and Algier. So maybe we got something good going there. But boy, I tell you, not to have him out there as a catalyst, as the guy that kind of makes it go, in my opinion, that's a blow. But I think that the team is left in good hands. I think they're starting to figure out their identity now. Somebody's going to step up. Somebody has to.
Yeah. So they're going to, I guess, no surgery right now. They're just going to go week to week. Best case scenario is now that he's on injured reserve is a month. That means CP84 misses. This week's game against Tampa, the following week against San Francisco, more on them in just a moment, at Cincinnati, and a game against Carolina, he would be back for a home game against the L.A. Chargers. And the Falcons are right there. I mean, they're right there in the playoff mix. Matter of fact, they have a chance here to, you know, take over sole possession of first place if they go down to Tampa and beat the Bucs. And, you know, everybody's dinged up. I mean, Tampa's had issues with its wide receivers, and now Tom Brady's talking about he got hit this week, landed on his shoulder, and he's talking about, you know, the fact that he's going to go on Sunday. But Tom, you know, at age 45, Hugh, you know how it is. You get a little bit older, and you don't turn around quite so quick.
Yeah, I mean, those injuries, you don't bounce back from those injuries like you used to, and things of that nature. So yeah, there's somewhat of a concern about that. But man, I tell you, for him to go out there and then to be on IR, I mean, that shows you how kind of tough he is. I mean, not kind of tough, how tough he is. Because he did look a little gimpy. Like, when he was out there running around on the field, he did look a little gimpy. But he went out there and he played. You know, so hats off to Cordero Patterson. Hopefully he'll get healthy really, really fast. I know it is, you know, 4 weeks is the minimum, so yeah. But hopefully he gets healthy really, really fast, man, can get back out there.
Yeah, and of course you're going into a big game against Tampa, and then you're home against San Francisco. And Bosa's out there saying, look, we have the best defense in the NFL. I don't think there's any doubt of that anymore. They're statistically the best defense in the NFL. And what they did to Matt Stafford last night, oh, my God. Man.
They sacked him seven times. That's a good day. That's what they call a banner day. it looks like, you know, just watching that game, small sample size, but it don't look like they're going to be representing the NFC in the playoffs. They're definitely flawed. There's no question about
that. You're
talking
about the Rams?
Definitely flawed. Well,
you know, and small sampling size, you're looking at Philadelphia being rightfully ranked as the number one team in the NFL, and Buffalo ranked probably as the number two team in the NFL.
And I was listening to Booger last night, which he had a point. He's like, who have the Eagles played outside of maybe Minnesota? You know? Like, they're going to be tested. Bottom line is they're going to be tested. But like I said about the Falcons, that confidence thing is huge. Like, playing with confidence and feeling like you can go into any game and win it is a huge leg up. And I think that's where the Falcons are right now. They feel like they can beat anybody, or they can hang with anybody, I should say.
Well, and then San Francisco looked like a team that's going to be heard from.
Definitely.
You saw some teams that look like they're going to be hurt from this week. Kansas City says, you know, we're not dead yet. San Francisco says, you know, for all the ballots. And by the way, the ballots in the NFL is unbelievable, Hugh. They wanted parity, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about through four weeks, only one team without a loss, only one team without a win, and everybody else is either 1-3, 2-2, or 3-1. But there was also a stat from this weekend that going into the game last night that 15 of 16, Hugh, had been within a touchdown in the fourth quarter. That's never happened before in the history of the NFL.
Oh, wow.
15 of 16 games within one score in the fourth quarter of the game.
I just looked up the Eagles' remaining schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely going to be a playoff team. They don't play anybody.
Well, you got Commanders, you got Giants.
You got the Green Bay Packers. Your toughest game, looking at this schedule, I give you props because those Cowboy games are pretty tough. You take those Cowboy games, you got the Texans, you got the Steelers, you got the Colts. The Titans might be a game. The Titans might be a game. But, dude, like, even it, like, say if you drop those games that I said, you're still well over 10 wins.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be in the playoff. They're going to be a playoff team. They're definitely going to be a playoff team. No question about that. I mean, you're looking at their schedule, man. Good, Google it. They got – the Browns might be – wait a minute, that's the preseason. My bad. Rewind. they got the Bears.
That's a win.
Yeah, come on, man. They got the Giants. The last game of the season against the Giants, and they had the Saints in there as well. You got the Cowboys, Saints, and Giants at the end of the year. Yeah, they're going to be a playoff team.
Yeah, and they've got four wins already.
Yeah.
I mean,
They can stumble. At this point, they can stumble into the playoffs.
Right, they could be a 500 team, and they're in the playoffs easy.
Basically, yeah.
And so, that's the benefit of getting off to that quick start here. For the Falcons, yeah, the news about CP84 is not good, but, you know, now it's just time, as you said. Let's see what this Caleb Hunt – I mean,
step
maybe –
step on up.
Yeah. You know, at his age is probably – if it's not his last year, it's – you know, we're getting close on CP. I mean – His career is kind of winding down here. And that's one of the things we're going to be talking to you about in the 6 o'clock hour, about what this year is about after this start to the season and what you think this year is about after this start to the season with the Falcons, because they've gotten off to, I think it's fair to say, they've gotten off to a better start than anybody anticipated.
They're right where, you know, you thought they could potentially be. They're living up to expectations. I would say that. They're living up to where we probably expected they would be. I didn't see them beating Cleveland. I did not see that. So, you know, I think I saw them beating the Saints at the beginning of the year. Didn't see them beat the Rams. So, yeah, they're a little bit better than we expected, I would say.
Yeah, a little bit better. And you know, and of course, the national media had them at, what, 2-15? Oh, they're the worst team in the NFL. They're ranked 32nd. They're 2-15. Does that look like the worst team in the NFL?
I mean, they can still go 2-15, though.
Yes, you're right. I mean, you said I mean, that. You know, yeah, I know.
I mean, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. They can still do that. They can still go 2-15 right now.
Well, they could, except they got to play Carolina a couple times.
I didn't hear what you're saying, but.
Man, that team no good.
They still can go 2-15.
Yeah, I know. You got to play the Bears.
Yeah, they might get that one.
Yeah. I don't think they're going 2-15. But
no,
you know, you know.
I don't either. I mean, I'm just saying, but it's still a possibility.
Mathematically, it is a possibility. Mathematically, the Mets are still alive, and that's not good news either. I mean, I am sure that in New York they got a little, hey, listen, we can still do this kind of stuff going on here. Now, they can't control their own destiny. The Braves do, though. So we'll see what the Braves do tonight when they send Jake Odorizzi to the mound. Does that give you a little queasy feeling about going out there with Jake Odorizzi in a clinching game?
I mean, this is the position that we're in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if you were to take – like if I'm a Brave right now, I should have taken care of business. I should have put this team in position to take care of business last night. Can't worry about that now.
Well, it is October the 4th, and in 18 days, there's something pretty cool happening, and it's free for you to join us. We're going to have our, I can't believe it's been 10 years. Our 10th anniversary party is going to be at New Realm Brewing in Atlanta, and we're going to be bringing back a lot of the hosts from the past to help us here in the present. We're going to be there from noon to 6. There's going to be food, beer, and football. It's free to enter. Come just drop on by on October 22nd. We'll be talking about it a lot as we get towards the, I cannot believe it's been, man, 10 years already. You know, time, you can start to get older and time goes fast. You know, so they started talking about the 10th anniversary. I went, what? 10? Really? Wow. What did Brian Snicker say? What did Austin Riley say about what happened last night in Miami and where they stand now? We'll examine that next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 910 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's John and Hugh.
Yeah! On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game from the Kia Studios on this Tuesday. Braves tonight will send Jake Odorizzi to the mound, 6:40 against the Miami Marlins. I saw here a couple of things here, Hugh.
No pressure, Jake.
Yeah, right?
No pressure. How about get it done?
Everything that Jake Odorizzi has or has not, and it's mostly has not done, since he showed up, can be wiped away in one night.
Yeah.
He won't make the postseason roster, but he will be always remembered. You know, that's all I'm thinking. Jake, you have a chance tonight. You go out there and do it, as long as the strike zone is maybe a little bit like the, I don't know, strike zone. Not saying anything. A couple things. One, I noticed that the listed attendance last night, Hugh, was 10,767, okay? And I'm wondering, am I missing out not going to a game down in Miami because you have the 7,000 people that stay out in the parking lot and party during the game? Because there were 10,767 people inside the stadium.
It didn't look like it.
There may have been 3,767, and the other 7,000 were apparently having a party in the parking lot because they weren't there. you know, maybe we should set a caravan of Braves fans down tonight.
How about from what Chip Carey said about the game last night, and Jeff Francoeur, they were like most of the people there were Braves fans,
right?
I was thinking to myself, I'm like, wow, that's a nice little trip to have. Like, that's a nice little trip to go on. Like, if you want to go out, like you had, I'm pretty sure tickets are pretty reasonable.
Yeah, like $3.
As far as baseball tickets are concerned.
Well, let's find out.
Oh, I thought you, okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're pretty reasonable. I was like, wow, I wonder how the area looked, you know, with the storms coming through there and everything. I'm pretty sure it wasn't that bad, but still. I was like, yeah, that'd probably be a nice little trip.
Let's see, October 4th, Braves and Marlins from $6.
Stop playing.
No, you can get it for $6.
Stop playing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a nice little trip. Your hotel room and gas going to cost more than to go to the game? So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because nobody's at the game. So,
yeah,
I mean,
nobody's at the game.
They're reselling it for anything. Can I get $6 for it?
Couldn't imagine being a Brave going from that electric atmosphere that we had at Truist a couple days ago to go down there and basically it's like you're playing a Major League Baseball game in somebody's backyard.
Right.
Or it's keep it down over there. We're trying to sleep. We're trying to watch TV.
Back to cardboard fans.
Yeah, basically.
Right, right, exactly.
I forgot about the cardboard fans.
Yeah.
And the fake sound.
Yeah, right, the fake sound of the cardboard fans here. Brian Snicker, after the loss last night to the Marlins, 4-0, first time. The Braves were shut out a couple of weeks ago by the Phillies. I had forgotten. I would wipe that Suarez game out of my memory. But before that, the last time they had been shut out was June 17th by the Chicago Cubs. So it's been a minute. But they were shut out last night. Here's the manager after a 4-0 loss to the Marlins.
Well, no, it's kind of a big deal. We want to win, but, you know, it is. It's hard. You can't just go out and win a baseball game, you know. It's hard. There's a lot of moving parts in it, and, you know, it's hard.
Yep, not easy. Austin Riley also spoke to this, talking about the Braves wanting to go in the front door and clinch with a win.
I like where we're at. So obviously, you know, you would want to, you know, clinch tonight. But, you know, it is what it is. And like I said, with the left anymore, and like I said, this team can do it. So not worried whatsoever. So.
All right. Yeah, a little bit of dejection, I think. You know, not so much panic. Go out there tonight and, you know, start hitting the baseball. And
yeah, just have to do what you did the other night. Do. That's it. I mean, this is not hard. Do what you did the other night, and everything will work out in the way that you wanted to. You worked your way back from a hard road to go out like this. I hear what you're saying as far as be very disappointing. Take care of business then. Don't take care of business tonight.
Well, the Phillies are into the playoffs last night. The Brewers got eliminated, and so we're set up. We understand what it's going to be. The Cardinals are going to be one of the wild card teams. The Braves or Mets winner, hopefully the Braves, are going to be going to avoid the wild card. The Braves and Mets loser will be the other wild card team to host the three-game series. And we don't know, the Padres are a game ahead of the Phillies, so we don't know what the matchup's going to be. At the moment, it would be San Diego at the Mets and Philadelphia at San Diego, at St. Louis. Okay, that'd be at the moment. And the Braves would play avoid playing the Dodgers until the NLCS. But let's just win, and then we'll worry. You know, tomorrow morning we'll sit here because we'll have a really good idea, of what it's going to look like here. But you want to avoid the wild card run. Now, I think not only do you want to avoid the wild card round because you would have to collapse to get there. That would be awful, Hugh. Not only do you want to avoid the wild card round because it would take you probably out of your pitching rotation because, you know, at least for the wild card, you'd probably be taking Max Fried out of the wild card rotation in order to pitch him on Wednesday. But also, I think you and you don't run a risk, and you don't play the Dodgers in the second round. The team wants to just they as you said, they've of all those reasons that you can make, they were 10.5 games back.
Yeah, you worked your way back from a tough deficit to put yourself in the position that you're in. You don't want to go out like that. I mean, even though everything that you want is still ahead of you, that's just a deflating feeling. You know, and I'm pretty sure if it doesn't happen that way, they'll move on and everything. But you don't want to do that.
You know, last year they won the division with what I think 88 wins, I believe so, and they just kind of they won a division that was frankly not very good last year. And there were times last season where they weren't very good in the regular season, and then yet they caught fire, and that's why they ran through the playoffs and won the World Series. This year, this team's won 100 games. This is a really they are a really good baseball team. They just got to play like it. And last night, among all the things, you know, I know that Bryce Elder had a bit of a rocky start last night to you. And I know that the umpire, even Grant McCauley, was tweeting about the umpire's strike zone. I mean, it was it was something. I mean, Lizardo pitched well, but he got the benefit of a lot of calls. And I'm not complaining about the umpires here, mind you. I mean, you got to do your thing here. But I was really kind of disappointed, I mean, in the Braves hitting last night. They just didn't – I mean,
it was a little frustrating because I saw one of Matt Olson's at-bats, and he was a little frustrated. So, yeah, like that's what I'm saying. It's one of those things, John, where you come off the game that you had here in Atlanta, and you go down there, and it probably had something to do with the crowd noise or whatever, or the lack of crowd noise or something like that. But you gotta play through that. You have to play through that, and you have to get it done.
Yeah, the Braves and Marlins go again tonight. And, again, I don't think there's any back door to go in. I know that some fans are saying, hey, listen, we don't want to go in the back door. I don't care about going in the back door. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the Nats go. The Washington Nationals can go out there at 4:10, and by the time the Braves take the field for first pitch, they can look up at that because they will be scoreboard watching. And if they see 13-1 Nationals, they would be like, okay, good. You know, we could have a little celebration in the dugout when that game ends during the first inning or second inning.
But you want to. You don't want to, like, I've always been a fan of not leaving my fate in the hands of anybody else. You know, you got to get it done.
Well, yeah, you got to wave off there from.
Yeah.
From I mean,
Abe.
Abe
don't care. You know, listen, I know it. I hear Abe, but I'm not a fan of that. I'm just not. I'd rather take care of my business. And last night was a missed opportunity, but still, like I said, everything is still in front of you. But yeah, you got something smart to say?
Well, I just think they did take care of their business. That's my point, not to you so much, but to the guy who we don't want to go.
Say,
in the,
I mean, you got something to say?
I mean, they won 100 games. They came from 10.5 back. They just swept the Mets.
I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining about that, John. But I'm saying you could have got it done last night.
Yeah,
that's
know.
All I'm saying.
Yeah.
Did y'all really expect to win last night? I didn't.
You know what's funny?
I think they tied one off a little bit after that sweep.
To your point, I hear what you're saying, but it's still disappointing because it was a game you should have won. Because you look at the history, like, what was that, the first time the Marlins beat you in how long? You've been kind of owning them forever. So, yeah, I mean, it's a little disappointing, but I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. You worked your way back from a huge deficit. I get it, but you should have taken care of business last night. Just my personal opinion.
You having trouble with your microphone in there, Abe?
He's a little flaccid.
It's a long-running issue with this mic that can't move.
His mic is flaccid.
Can't hold itself up. It's like a baby's head. It can't really.
Flaccid.
Can't hold
itself up. How about a screwdriver?
No, the screws are not the issue. It's just it's a bad joint, John. Oh. It's like Hugh's knees, bad joints.
Hey, hold up.
I'm going to front kick this microphone here.
My knees have been a lot better lately. Then dropped a few LBs. I know what the thing is. Now I can't get over a certain amount of LBs and then the knees start hurting. So I dropped some LBs. I'm good to go. I might even be able to run a marathon now. How about that?
I'll take the under.
Yeah. You mean like 26 miles?
No, I ain't doing no 26-mile marathon. That ain't about to happen.
What'd you think a marathon was, Hugh? You knew what a marathon was.
Well, you know what? I was using. I was just metaphorically speaking when I said the word marathon.
Because you already run.
Anytime.
You know I run. You can't just use marathon and mean 6 miles.
Abe, you know what? In my world, what a marathon is? 5K.
Okay, you already do that. You already do that. I saw you post the numbers the other day.
5K. 5K. No, but you know when I post those numbers, people ask me, "Where's your heart rate?" Okay, I'm still alive, folks. I mean, I didn't put my hands. You know how you have some of those monitors.
You got to hit the sensors. Yeah,
that you have to like put your hands on.
Right,
man. Ain't nobody doing that. Nobody holding on to the thing. Like, oh,
no, I'm not doing.
No,
that
I'm not
either.
Doing that, man. Forget that.
So, are you doing indoor 5Ks?
Yeah, at my home.
Uh-huh. What'd you run?
just run like intervals. I do intervals.
No. Yeah, but what was your time?
Oh, like 40 minutes. I mean, I'm not trying to kill myself.
Yeah,
but
no,
it's like you do intervals because you want your heart rate to go up and down. So you do intervals.
See, Abe immediately does the method and said, I could do that in.
No, he probably can't. Abe's a runner. Like, Abe probably could do that, 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
What?
Like, say.
A whole 5K? No.
No, like, okay, on like that for me in the morning, that's like, I run like 2.5 miles.
Okay.
That's like 40 minutes. You could probably do that, 10?
2.5 is like, 20 to 22 minutes?
Yeah, he could do that, yeah.
23 minutes?
Because I'm doing intervals. I'm like.
I'm running?
No,
oh,
he's flat out running.
Yeah,
He's flat out running. But no, I'm not doing that. That's a lot. You know, to be like a flat out runner like that you have to be like his size or Bunky Pants size. That like, people don't understand. Those marathon runners, they're damn near sprinting. Like, when they run. Like, when they run, like, say, where the people run the Peachtree, when they take off, that's their pace. There's no slowing down through the hills or whatever. That's their pace. And they're rolling. No, I'm not doing that. I'm about to die. I'm good going down the hill doing the Peachtree.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hit that cardiac hill, I'm a dead man. where all the water, you know, all the water, like congregates and everything, where everybody has that, the dump their water out, and everybody, it's like a herd of caribou down there, because that's where everybody dies.
That's where you pick up places, man.
No, yeah,
start
that's
running past like a guy like dozens Abe, at a time.
Because that's when runners, that's when they take off. Because
all you walkers, get out of here.
Yeah, everybody else, it's a wrap. I did, and that's where everybody said, I did a peach tree.
Yeah, they run to there and stop, yeah, and that's stop. It.
Because, dude, that's like, what, halfway, ain't it? And then when you hit that uphill, it's just a straight grade up all the way here.
You mean you're talking down to Peachtree Battle, right? Right there, right?
So you have the hill.
Right.
But there's an incline pretty much the rest of the way,
man,
until you turn.
Yeah, that thing right there, boy.
There's still an incline until you turn. Woo. It's slight, but it's
uphill. Yeah, because once you get up there, right, yeah, because you cross over by SCAD and then you come up here. And it's still, yeah, you're right. You're going uphill. Yeah,
it's all uphill, man.
Hey, you can join 90-10 The Game and Randy McMichael for a Falcons viewing party this Sunday. It's at Old Town Sports Grill in Kennesaw. And then October 23rd at Wild Wings, at Wild Wing Cafe in Decoulah. Hang with Randy Mack, enjoy Bud Light specials, register to win signed Falcons gear or tickets for an upcoming Falcons home game. It's sponsored by Bud Light. You must be over 21 and please drink responsibly Sunday at the Old Town Sports Grill in Kennesaw. That's off 41 in Kennesaw. If you're going north on Barrett, it'll be on your right about 2 miles. Okay. Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90.9 The Game. We get into Hugh's world.
Yes, well, I have a potpourri of things I want to talk about. Hey, I want to get a gift that I got yesterday. Talked about that on the other side of Sports Radio 90.9 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back to more John and Hugh.
Yeah, I love it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thoughts this unique can only develop in one place. The mind of Hugh Douglas.
John said it this morning, triskaidekaphobia.
This is Hugh's World.
Habanero? I got to say it like that. Habanero? How about I just say habanero?
On John and Hugh.
TMI, but underwear is not a part of my daily regimen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, I got to tell y'all something that I did last week that I never do, and I paid the price for it. I paid the price, the ultimate price for it. I wasn't going to say anything about it, but, you know, when I went into the back room, because, you know, our studio is adjacent to the one that V103's morning show is in, and right. Miss Pat with Big Tigger and Shamia Morton. And I went over there today, and what happened last week was, you know, I go over there, I do a hit every Mondays and Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do the sports segment with Tigger, and we talk about the games and everything, and I give them my takes and my spins on what I think is going to happen during the game. So last week, we all know that I picked the Cleveland Browns to beat the Atlanta Falcons, and it was one of those things where I felt like, you know, Nick Chubb was going to be, you know, too much for the Falcons to handle. They proved me wrong. But I was so confident in my assessment about the game that I made a bet with Miss Pat. I bet her $50. Now, y'all know I don't bet normally. I felt good about this because I like thinking about the way that the Cleveland Browns ran against the Pittsburgh Steelers and everything. I thought that, you know, I wasn't going to take the money. I wasn't going to take the money, but I just made the bet because, you know, I'm out there bravado. I'm talking trash and stuff. So I lost. So, you know, I just tell you this, John. Never make a bet with a comedian and you know, don't expect to pay because they want their money. They want their money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had to cough up
the $50, and then I got a couple of colorful words thrown my way to describe me as an individual. Love Miss Pat though, man. She's a funny individual. She has a Miss Pat show and everything. But I just want to let y'all know I paid her debt. I paid my debt to Miss Pat. But that's my first and last time.
I'm wagging my finger. At yeah, you.
That is my first
Don't
and
bet
last
against the
time.
Falcons.
But you know what's funny? And she asked me, "Do you want to bet again? You want to bet the San Fran game?" No, I'm good. I'm gonna take these losses, and I'm just gonna keep it moving. But I got something for you guys. I went to see my friends at Fast and the Furious yesterday, and they have this new product. And
I forgot about those guys. Yeah.
Yes, and when they gave it to me, well, he was telling me about it. And I thought about UNA because I know you guys have pets. And this is what I had. Let me grab this real quick.
Fast and Furious is the car stuff.
But now they have pet spray for pets and everything.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We spray the pet?
It's helping
with
the pet odor.
We spray the air to remove the pet odor.
Wait a minute. Eliminates pet odor. Yes.
Okay. So I'm not
spraying
this
the pet
directly on Chipper.
No. You know what? And you know what, Abe? Funny. The whole time I thought you, like when I saw this, I thought you actually sprayed it on the pet. But yes, you're right. Hey, as I read the bottle, that's exactly what it is. So I grabbed you guys some bottles. Here's your bottle.
Have you used it before? You didn't
Fast and
spray
Furious
it directly onto something, did you?
I sprayed it.
Threw it on like Richie cat or something?
I don't have any pets. So, but hey,
apparently it's good since you didn't throw it right on the pet.
Let me tell you. But to your point, if I had a pet this morning, when you'd have asked me that question, I'd have been like, damn, I sprayed the pet. Because I definitely would have been like, psh,
and now we have a vet dermatologist appointment.
But you guys, because you never smoked, right, Abe? And you never smoked here, right?
Yeah, I mean, I did. I used to smoke Black and Miles.
Well, but I mean, yeah. When you
does that count?
Yeah, it counts. I mean, when I was younger and I smoked and I quit smoking back in, a number of years ago, obviously a long time ago. But back in the day, in the 80s, you had to live in the 1970s and 1980s. I mean, everybody smoked. You would go into a newsroom, and 90% of the people smoked. I wasn't any different than anybody else. But when you smoke, you can't smell smoke on you.
No, but everybody else can.
Boy, everybody else can.
This right here, man, knocked that thing completely out. Like, I like it because, like, as you guys know, I don't like to wear socks. And I like to put it in my shoes to, make sure that they're not stinky. So, I mean, this stuff is really good. So, I just assume, Abe, to your point, when I saw it, I was like, oh, you can spray the pet. I'm thinking.
Well, that's, thank you.
Well, they have scented pet wipes.
Yeah.
That you can,
But I don't think this
wipe
is
right
it
on the pet.
Yeah.
And it gives you.
Oh, yeah. Good luck doing that with a cat.
Well, you just.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You mean good luck. It's a wipe. The cat's not going anywhere. You just pet it real quick with the wipe.
Okay. You've never had a cat.
What is your problem? You just throw it on the back real quick.
He said, what is your problem?
It's not that difficult. And, yes, I have had multiple cats throughout my life.
And this is another thing. Like, I don't know. This is all the listeners of our radio show because my frat brother. Uh-huh. We get ready for homecoming weekend. And, I'm a cognac man. I like bourbon. I like some nice cognacs and everything. But he gave me a list of bourbons and cognacs that I've never tried. And as you know, some of these bottles, they're not cheap. Bourbon is not cheap. And I was just wondering.
Trust me, Hugh. Bourbon can be very cheap.
Well, I mean, I don't want to drink like swill. I mean, I've gotten,
exactly what I'm looking for.
You know what I mean?
It's like when I go to the liquor store, where's your swill section?
Bourbon's going down. Why?
But I've gotten used to drinking like Uncle Nearest and other bourbons and stuff like that. Okay. So it's kind of like, Camus and things like that, cognac. Right. So it's
higher,
like.
Higher find a swill, please.
Yeah, yeah. So, you don't want to drink something that's going to give you a headache.
Right.
But there's like five bottles.
Not that I didn't in my life, but yes.
But there's like five bottles that I want to try one, but I don't know which one to get. And I was wondering if anybody that's listening, if you could hit me up on the Big Hugh 53, let me know if you try any of these brands. One of them is called Shinju
Bourbon
Whiskey. It's a Japanese whiskey. I mean, it's Japanese. It's a Japanese whiskey.
I could ask my brother.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you call these people, but he's in Tennessee. He's an official bourbon ambassador. He tastes bourbon. He's a big bourbon guy. I don't drink hard liquor.
You call them bourbon sommeliers?
He's got an official title where he goes to bars and he's
bourbonologist.
That'll work. I like that.
I don't know what they call him in Tennessee.
That's the first one.
I just call him alcoholic.
It's called Shinju.
Me too.
It's called Shinju.
I don't drink bourbon. So.
Well, you're an expert in alcohol.
Are y'all going to let me finish these other four? I have four more.
All right, right.
And the other one's called Fort Mosé. It's called Fort Mosé.
Fort Mosé.
Yeah, and it's It was it's a bourbon whiskey. I think it comes out of Florida. Oh, no, it comes out of the Carolinas. I think it comes out of the Carolinas. But like I said, my frat brother said this to me. It's called Fort Mose, 1738. And another one is called Den of Thieves.
Oh, I'm in. Bourbon. Great movie. You heard I'm in that? On this.
See, like, I'm leaning more towards.
I haven't had the drink, but I'm in on it.
I'm leaning more towards the Den of Thieves. But then I saw this one that.
You ever see that movie, you?
Yes, I have.
With, with Ice Cube's son. You would love it.
And it's another bourbon. It's called Virginia Whiskey Right. It comes out of, obviously, Virginia. I don't know any of these. I haven't tried them. I'm not going to get all of these bottles, so I'm trying to figure out if anybody's tried them, which one do they recommend, and outside of those recommendations, I'll probably buy that bottle. And the last one is a cognac. It's called Reventé Cognac. Has anybody, like, any of these bottles, has anybody tried them? The Shinju Whiskey. Fort Mose, 1738, Den of Thieves, bourbon, Whiskey Wright, Virginia, and the other one is Reventé Cognac. Because I want to, like, when I go back to home coming out, I don't like, everybody's
well,
talking
not
about.
Bourbon, right? I mean, well, I'm just, wine, well, brandy. Right?
That's kind of like a, you say the cognac is like a, what?
Isn't it like brandy?
No, it's a dark liquor.
Oh, it is?
It's a dark, like, it's like Camus.
Right.
It's like, I mean, it's like whiskey, cognac, like whiskey, gotcha. Cognac. Well, it's all different brands, but I'm a bourbon guy, but I wanted to try one of these bottles, and I just was wondering
which
bottle.
I just looked up the cheapest one, Old Crow.
That's like the
yeah,
oldest.
Yeah.
No, that's like a $9 bottle, though.
Drink that, you're getting sick.
Old Crow, I was sick. Like, okay.
No, but I was trying to figure it out because, you know, you go back to homecoming, everybody's drinking.
Oh, that's right. You go into homecoming.
Everybody's drinking. Like I was like, hey, what is the drinks of choice? And some of my frat brothers called me. They were like, well, we're going to drink this and that. And, of course, we're drinking blue juice. And I'm like, dog. Yeah,
Camus isn't in the deal there?
You know, I'll probably bring a bottle of Camus. But I wanted to try something different.
But you have to actually share the bottle.
I probably won't do that.
You going to Hulk up when you're out there?
Probably won't. You mean drink Incredible Hulk?
Hippin' Hen, yeah.
Oh, what you know about? So you really do know about the Incredible Hulk? I probably won't do that, but it'll probably be some blue juice flowing. Probably be some of that. I'll bring you back some blue juice. Let you try that in a jug.
We'll have a friendly tab after the show one day.
Yes, we will.
Hey, we have a chance here to take a few of your calls. We want to talk to you this morning at 404-741-0929 about the Falcons, about Desmond Ridder, about what the impact of CP84 is. And about your desires, what you expect out of this team at the moment here, moving forward after four games. We're going to do that right after the quick break at the top of the hour here. Get in the huddle with the NFL podcast, In the Huddle. Brian Baldinger and Jason Lockenfor, NFL insider, pull no punches, take you around the league. Storylines that matter the most, deep dive in the matchups to determine who wins and loses. In the Huddle is free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, opening up the phone lines, talk to you about the Falcons. Let's get into this. Let's talk about the Falcons and what you expect now moving forward. What is this season about? Is it about the playoffs or is it about building the franchise moving forward now that CP's on the sidelines? Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.